down with the DVDs. There was none of those items. So to keep us from pretty much the wrath of my father, who was the driver, and to keep us somewhat occupied in that backseat of the car, she would start singing. And she'd sing little choruses, and she'd sing those old hymns, Mountain Rome, you know. I'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. I never understood that song, still don't understand that song, but I tell you, I sang it so much when I was a kid. What wonderful memories I personally have of great things, of good things, because I was so privileged to have such a strong family, such a strong father and mother. Pop's gone on to be with the Lord, and Mom's still hanging in there and strong as ever. At least she feels so in her mind. Very opinionated. Sometimes you got to be opinionated, and it's just nothing wrong with that. You know, you just God, if you know it and God tells you to do it, just go do it. Nothing wrong with that. And it seems like for me, coming down here and sharing with you on these Sunday mornings just warms my heart and just allows me to feel that I'm just kind of at home and relaxed. And I'm going to read a scripture, just a single scripture this morning, but it's going to be out of Psalm 119. I believe if you have that Bible that you opened here, received on the way in, I think it's page like 477 or something. It's Psalm 119. You'll notice this is the longest psalm in the Bible. It consists of 176 verses, I believe. And the one that I'm going to share with is a very short verse. It's 105. Your word. And this is the whole thing about this whole psalm here. This is a song written to simply magnify the importance of God's word. And it says that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Boy, that's simple. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Heavenly Father, that a special blessing on the reading your word today. Open our minds and hearts to receive that you have for us as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen, amen. Amen. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You know, as things get busy in our lives, as things become more and more of a challenge of all the things that you have, and I know you have responsibilities, I know you have things that demand your time, that demand your effort, that demand your attention, I am still so impressed about how God, through His Word, relays in our heart of hearts the simplest truth. Your Word is simply a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We sing a song up at Mount Calvary, and the choir is singing today. I don't know, I don't think they're singing this song. I should know the song they're singing because I'm the pastor, but as usual, a lot of times I'm the last to know. There's a song that is entitled, Order My Steps. And I love singing that song because it's a song with a great message. This verse, when you read it, when you meditate upon it, when you set it in your heart, know that God is concerned about your steps. Each one that you take today. I'm here to tell you, this word of God that is open in front of me is even, it's better at ordering your steps than, let's see, than Fitbit. You may have a Fitbit. I don't know if you even know. You may have I have a new watch that some of the folks gave me up at church there for some, as a big thank you. And it has a health app on it that tells me when I've been sitting too long, it's time to stand. It tells me how many steps that I've taken during the day. It tells me all kind of stuff. Sometimes it lies. Trust me. Sometimes it says I did a lot more, I know, than, but, this word is far better than any app that you can get. Folks, this is better than a Pokemon Go. I don't know about you. I just had on my phone, I had a nephew come to church last week, and he is all doing this thing, and he's looking, oh, looky here, and this. He says, He says, Uncle, I need to put this on your phone. So what was my question? Does it cost anything? You know? Some of you have had that thing. Have the junk put something on your phone. Suppose it didn't cost anything until the bill comes. Oh. So now I want you to be impressed, I have the app of Pokemon Go on my phone. I absolutely have no idea what it's about, what it does, anything, but I got it. I got it. But I'm also here to tell you that I've got an open book set in front of me that is so more concerned about my steps than Pokemon Go could ever be. Today, the God who created the heavens and the universe is still concerned about little old individual me and what is going on in my life today. Also, the verse says, a light to my path. I know that you have great ministers down here. They share the word. They'll probably bring in that Greek and that Hebrew, and they will just get down into the meat of it. They will show you. Then the problem is you have me. And what I will share with you is when I was young and I would go to what I would call the country, I'll tell you what a light on my path meant. A lot of people don't realize that that not every house built had indoor plumbing. That may come as a shock to you. But at certain times there was a little building a little far away. That building had a purpose. And if you ventured out to that building after dark, you needed a light to carry with you to light up the pathway. So next to the door outside of the house where my parents lived and had a second home, just a little cabin up there that we enjoyed so much. You learned real quickly before you went out that door, you picked up that little flashlight to send you on the way. Trust me. Every other battery in the house could go dead. You could pick up it doesn't matter if a clock went dead, it doesn't matter if all these things, you're going in, but trust me, that is the one flashlight that the batteries always were checked. Because trust me, it had a purpose. A light to my path. Simply in God's word and what this writer here, what David is trying to share with us is that God is not only concerned about my steps, where I am going, where I am placing them today, but he is also worried about the path that he is leading me on tomorrow. A lot of questions. We have a lot of things in our mind that we don't understand. Somebody sent me something. I love the little things that people send me. It's talking about a little six-year-old girl, and she was questioning her grandmother about the new baby that her parents were expecting. And the little girl, she wanted to know if it was going to be a girl. And the grandmother said, you know, she said, we won't know until the baby is born. She then added, you know, she says, we have to take what we get. And then all of a sudden, the little six-year-old got all excited because you could see that little light bulb go off. And she says, you know, oh, I know. It's just like gumball machines. Put your quarter in, but you just get the color you get. There's a lot of wisdom from six-year-olds. There are a lot of wisdom in life about things that are going to go on. But I am here to tell you without a shadow of a doubt, the steps have been set forth in your life. He is concerned about today. He is concerned about your path tomorrow. Why? Because of this word that is open in front of me. Because this is a history of what has gone on in the past. These are stories about great men of God, great women of God, about how through every traverse, through every situation, God has seen them through. And the more that I read God's word, the more that I go over it and over it again, it just reveals to me in my heart of hearts about how much God cares for his children. It's difficult sometimes. We deal with pain. We deal with suffering. We don't understand. We question. Even at times when our faith is challenged. But I'm here to tell you, this word is consistent. It talks about the history of what went on yesterday, about how God saw his people through. It talks about today, how no matter whatever comes against you, that God already knows where your steps should be. And it talks about tomorrow. Trust me, the batteries in the flashlight are not going to go out, friends. Because God is concerned about the path that you will take. Sunday morning. It's beautiful outside. If I was sitting where you were, I'd be tapping my feet and saying, well, I hope it's pretty nice out there. Let's get this thing going before any clouds come up, before any dark clouds. Don't worry about it, folks. God knows. God knows. And I believe that the challenge that you face is, what are you going to do when you walk out that door? I know that one's closer than running all the way up them steps that one that I'll do. Because when you go out that door, things are a little different. In here, we're singing choruses. We're singing songs together. Everybody's going to put that nice little church face on. Oh, lovely God. Praise God. Glory. But when you go out that door, that's where the challenge comes. Are you going to stand strong in your faith about what God says about you? You're going to believe the promises that are written? Greater is he that lives within me than that old nasty thing that lives in the world? Yes, I'm going to believe it, and I am going to live it. Even when I make mistakes, even when I come up short in what I feel I ought to do, I still know that God loves me because he sent his son to die for me. He sent his son to die upon a cross. The simplest decision you will ever make in your life is that, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I make you my Lord and Savior. I trust that all of you made that decision. In just a moment, Kevin's going to come. He's going to share with you. He's going to give you opportunities. He's going to talk about, trust me, he'll talk about anything you want him to talk about, as long as it's got banana pudding involved in it. But I like the part in the bulletin, if you read it, I think it's in the bottom right-hand corner. If you have any question about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, there are folks here that care and would love to share with you. What did we learn today? God has ordered my steps. He is concerned about my path tomorrow. And I hope you won't forget my little illustration about the batteries will never go out. Amen? Amen. Thank you, folks. Come on. I'm going to run because I have the service up there. So thank you so very much for allowing me to be here. Brother Kevin, come on forward here and share with you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Charlie.